Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
All right, I did this to myself. I thought it would be a great idea. Our secret is, what annoys you about your partner?
Oh, God, I can just start right. No, sorry, you have other ones to read.
All right, first text. My husband is lucky our wedding vows included in sickness and health because he is so annoying and dramatic when he's sick.
Oh.
That's everybody's husband, just for the record. You are a wuss when you're sick.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
It's a man flu.
Whatever.
All right, my husband is a narcissist and he's a controlling a-hole. Back to secrets.
Oh my God.
That's a text.
Oh, wow.
You are exact opposite of that. You're everything amazing.
Do all of her reading glasses upset you as well as it does everybody here?
Well, when we play librarian at home, it actually works out okay.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
He likes
I thought that was a game, but that sounds like a little fun time. Yeah.
All right. My husband says he always wants to work out, but he just never does. It drives me nuts.
That's probably... Yep.
Taylor probably that, and I'm like, yeah, I'm totally going to Peloton today.
Yeah.
It's more like Bellaton.
Yep. It's Winaton. Oh, okay. I'm so good at that. What annoys me about my wife? Everything. She's just annoying, period. Hmm. When she's dismissive about my feelings, what a killer to acknowledge them. Just a bit of sympathy instead of, you know what you signed up for, would be nice.
I mean, I do feel like that happens a lot. You hear guys will be like, I can't share my thoughts because then I get made fun of for it. Or, I mean, we don't know anybody who makes fun of somebody for their feelings.
Well, no, of course not.
Okay, it's annoying when once in a while he does things I do every day. Dishes, garbage, recycling, cooking, shopping, the list goes on and on. And then expects to be thanked for helping. Don't look at me like that, Taylor. Sharing household duties is not helping.
That is so perfect.
I cooked dinner once this week.
She'll bring it up and come in here and talk to us the first break. She goes, you know what I did?
Look what I did.
I made a whole dish with chicken in it.
Yeah.
Like, I did.
Taylor's making like full breakfast for them and you leave out of town and she's like, kids, eat some cereal. Yep. You're fine. Yep.
Cheese and crackers works. Totally. Get a little meat in there and it's a well-balanced meal. Maybe some veggies.
Poor kids. Those poor kids.
Okay. My husband, he needs to buy expensive things every few years. I wonder like what kind of expensive things.
Probably like a motorcycle or like a, maybe like, you know, because I know somebody who will switch their car. Yeah, boat, yeah. Something, car every couple years. Mm.
These are hitting home, some of these.
Yeah, they should.
All right, he shaves over the sink, and then he cleans out the sink, but he never wipes down the counter. So, I mean, heaven forbid he does more than just move everything around.
As a man with a real thick beard. You know what I mean? Ooh. I'm over here. It is hard. You'll be like, clean, 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 and then somehow hair will just fall out. You're like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
You know.
He's such a bragger. It's such an ick. It bothers me that my husband doesn't like pickles. Who doesn't like pickles?
I wonder if they're hearing that now going, boy, with these other secrets, maybe I could have just been okay about the pickles.
No. Yeah. What annoys me about my partner? The way he aggressively breaks wind. Who says breaks wind? I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
It is weird the difference in couples who do that and couples who don't ever talk about it. It doesn't happen.
Right.
No, like, we are that couple.
We are that couple.
That is a no.
It doesn't happen.
Mm-mm.
There was a couple I watched on Instagram yesterday, and the person was talking about how they broke wind on their partner's lap.
What?
Oh.
They were like, oh, you know, that was like whoops-a-daisies, and you loved it.
Mm. Or the old Dutch oven when you do it under the covers.
No.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, ew. Okay.
Done that to myself a few times.
Oh, okay. He asks a lot of questions. I'm glad he's curious, but sometimes I'm like, shut up. His beard and facial hair, not into that. Ooh, how he compliments other women, but never me. Mm. Aww.
Oh, somebody just said this secret segment is making me so happy I'm single. Preach.
Yeah, there's a few of that. Like, what annoys me about her is that she's not real. Hashtag single life. It annoys me how chipper they are in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Which one of you said that?
I think we all did. We collectively agreed on one.
Yeah.
Fine. All right.
We love you.
My partner cannot, for the life of him, put his dishes in the dishwasher.
Oh, it was good. You changed it to his.
Yes. Yeah. Hide the scent.
Good code word.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that seems like it's enough. Did you have any more to add, boys?
Hang on. Let me check the list.
Yeah. I mean... I feel like we really hammered on you, you know, but I mean, we haven't really gotten into the deep stuff. That's going to be its own podcast. I'm telling you, we can do this like Des' secrets.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know what?
It's not like it's eye-opening for you. You're going to do the exact same thing in 10 minutes. Good morning.
Yeah. I know, I will. Good morning, Twin